Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a hearty good evening to you for Wednesday, September 10th, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Good evening. Glad to be here.
Tonight we're going to be talking about paying it forward, a sacred obligation. We're going to explore what that means. And we will invite you, the listener, and I'll say this a few more times as people join the program, but you're welcome to call in and share an experience of paying it forward, or a time somebody paid it forward to you, that sort of thing. And speaking of that, Michael Kelly is handling the phones. He's with us tonight. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, everybody. As always, it's great to be here. I'm looking forward to a really good show tonight. I really like the idea of paying it forward. I think it's a very important principle. And like Dr. Kelly said, if anybody has their own personal story of paying it forward, whether they paid it forward to somebody else or had it done for them, please call in. And you can reach us at 714-459-3973.
Good deal. So hopefully we'll get some calls in there. That's my boy. You know, I just wish I could have gotten him to call me Dr. Kelly when he was growing up, instead of, hey, you with a face. Just kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Metaphysical Universe, what is it? It's a weekly service and educational program of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. We run several schools. MetaphysicsInstitute.org, where you can get your metaphysics degrees, doctoral degrees. We've got ICHS, which where you can take standalone courses, get certifications in a variety of things like spiritual counseling, life coaching, paranormal science, and on and on. And the address for that one is ICHSWorld.org. Before we get into our topic, we'd like to do our usual profession of beliefs. The spiritual philosophy of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles, please visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org, and there's an expanded write-up of these different principles, which make up, honestly, the healthiest spiritual philosophy on the planet. You know, if the whole world would just apply them, what amazing changes we would have. And, of course, they kind of dovetails into our topic for tonight, which is paying it forward, a sacred obligation that changes lives. And the idea of paying it forward has been around for thousands of years. Of course, it was made popular by the movie 10 or 20 years ago by the same name, Paying It Forward, with Kevin Spacey. Excellent movie. And it really got it out there, got the concept, but it's been around for a long, long, long time. And this idea of paying it forward is what we call a sacred obligation. And I want to take just a second and explain what that term means. What is a sacred obligation? Well, the definition of a sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. That means a sacrosanct duty is a sacred duty, something that is highly valued. And so a sacred duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations are self-evident. Think about that for a minute. They're self-evident. You don't have to so much explain them. It's doing a kind thing. It's doing the right thing, doing no harm. A sacred obligation or behavior is based on high ethics and integrity. And so some examples of sacred obligations that we have are, as I mentioned, do no harm, do right, pay it forward's one. Another one, that is. Some others, value all life, equality, tolerance, looking for the good in others, observing the law of control. That means not trying to control or change other people, not giving unsolicited advice. Those are all part of sacred obligations. You know, promoting knowledge, not fear. Evolving, ascension, sapient beings with higher awareness is another one. Living life in order. So, you know, some obviously are a little weightier than others, but the one we want to focus on tonight, pay it forward. That means generosity, which is a sacred obligation.
You know, I think a lot of people, if I can inject here,
please
Doug,
do.
I think a lot of people think that paying it forward means it has to happen when somebody's done something nice for you. Oh, well, then now I have to be nice to somebody else.
Right.
You know, and it's just a term. And if we think about just giving forward, you know, acting in a loving manner and, you know, just projecting from our hearts and giving of ourselves, you know, when it is appropriate and just because you want to. I mean, because we are loving beings. I believe that totally. Each of us has the capacity to love and be greater than we are. So the word payment in there, I think, is just a little bit misleading at times, or at least it falls kind of on that negative side of the psyche.
And those are good points. So, and you know, this whole idea of paying it forward, you know, yeah, I mean, technically, who started the whole thing, you know? But giving forward, paying forward, same thing, only different. Don't have to wait for somebody to do a nice for you before you can do a nice for someone else. Look for those opportunities. But let's talk about keeping it healthy, too. The point is that we're all trying to do our best, folks. The vast majority of humanity doesn't want war. They don't want religious wars. They don't want terrorism. They don't want problems. They just want to get on with their life. You know, find their purpose, live their purpose, live their, you know, find their path and all that. And everybody's trying to do the best they can with a level of knowledge, experience, resources, and awareness that they have at the moment. You know, so often we kick ourselves for not making, you know, today's decision with, you know, tomorrow's experience and wisdom. You know, it's all part of experience. We're growing. We're growing in awareness. And part of the purpose of not only this radio program, but the entire, you know, organization of metaphysical humanism, the schools and all that, is to raise awareness. And so as we try to do our best, sometimes it's nice to have a little extra. Sometimes it's nice to have a helping hand. Sometimes it's nice to get a nice from somebody just because they're nice. You don't think I'm using the word nice too much, do you? Anyway, it's nice that I do. And I feel good about using nice because why? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm nice. All right. So.
But it should be genuine.
And it, I mean, of course it should, yes.
We've talked in previous shows about positive negatives, you know, where people act positive, but inside they have an ulterior motive.
Right. There, and that's the point. That's a good point you bring up. When you're paying it forward, there's no ulterior motives. It's to benefit humanity. It's to lighten the load of another person. And I've got some good suggestions I'll share with you as we get into the show here on how you can do that. But let's talk about keeping it healthy, too. And this is just one of those things we've got to weigh different things in life. You know, when you help somebody, you want to make sure that you're, by helping them, you're not enabling them in some unhealthy way. For example, if they're an alcoholic and they want you to go fetch them some booze, you know, probably not. You're enabling them to continue in something that is self-destructive or is, you know, not just self-destructive, it destroys everything around them. So that's just one example. There could be many, many others. Somebody who won't take responsibility for them, for their lives, who feels a sense of entitlement and expects things, expects others to do things for them they ought to be doing and could be doing for themselves. And if you do those, you know, you run the risk of enabling. However, it's probably more important to do a nice than it is to worry too much about whether you're enabling a person. Because a lot of times when you do a nice for somebody, somebody may not know. And so, and when we talk about paying it forward, we're not talking about doing the same thing for some specific person over and over and over again. We're talking about just doing a nice when there's a need for it. When
just being kind.
Yeah, just doing the kind thing. Do the right thing. At IMHS, in the doctoral degree program, we talk about mercy, you know. Mercy basically, in order for mercy, which is the same thing as paying it forward, it's a proactive type of mercy. In order for that to happen, there has to be a need. There has to be a feeling of compassion. And there has to be action. Need, feeling, action. How many times have we seen somebody in need? We might have even felt bad for them, but we didn't do anything. Maybe we couldn't, but maybe we could. And think about that. When you can make a difference in somebody's life without doing a whole lot, and you don't, it's they're not the one who's getting the short end of the deal the most. It's you. It's us. If we don't act on that. So basically, mercy is compassion and action. And that's the same thing as paying it forward, giving it forward. When you see a need, you feel the feeling, act on it. Take action and do the nice.
You know, if I can also add in here, it doesn't always mean that if we see a need that we are capable of filling that need, but we can participate to, you know, find someone else who could help with the need.
Sure.
You know, I call that the law of participation. When I encounter a situation that I know is just way out of my, it's out of my sphere, I can say, well, hang on, I can make a phone call for you, you know, or I can talk to somebody else for you. And that's how we participate. Even though I can't be a direct influence, I can be a direct influence to influence, if that makes sense. So I think that it's not just to shut down and say, no, I can't help you, or, geez, I feel really bad, I can't help you. It's, you know, wait a minute, I think I can help you with this because I can put you on to so-and-so. And now we are actually participating, and I call that humanity. You know, we're giving of ourselves and we're gesturing to each other, but all more proactively, you know, toward, you know, basically it's just to make the world a better place, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's ultimately
Well, that's what we're trying to do, trying to raise the vibrational level of humanity.
Yeah. Oh, frequency and vibration, big, big words for me and in my conversations with people lately. And so we're going to talk about that in a minute. You know, Dr. Jan Jablonski has asked a question in the chat room, Doug.
And before you ask that or state that, let me just reiterate to our listeners, if you have an example of a time that you paid it forward or a time that it was paid forward to you and you'd like to share it, please give us a call. Michael Kelly's on the lines here. He'll take your call. The number is 714-459-3973. Take it away.
All right. You know, this is a really important question for people who provide services for others. So, you know, and this is why I mentioned in the chat to Dr. Dan, yes, we got to answer this one. At what point does paying it forward take away from your worth? Like, again, let's just repeat that. At what point does paying it forward take away from your worth?
It's
like not charging for services, but your knowledge and time freely. There's some kind of myth going around that if you work in any kind of spiritual counseling or a health-related service or
psychic
reading, you know, like that should be all given freely. And I make no bones about telling you this, you know, ministers of churches, spread that garbage everywhere so that there is no longer a value for value. And here's how we try to do it. I try to do this. Very often, somebody will just ask me a very specific question, and I just answer it because it's a good thing to do. If it's something that requires more of me than just a very straight answer, then I know there's a discussion involved, then I'll say, you know, it's good to book a session because we have to keep our own, professional boundaries intact. And so there's that. But sometimes, you know what, we're just helping folks. But that beautiful rule of never giving unsolicited advice is we can't go above and beyond what we're initially asked. And that's really important to note here. So there's energy for energy, value for value, and knowing, you know, some kinds of professional boundaries. You know, there's always going to be somebody out there who wants free advice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really because they want free advice and that's what they're used to getting and they think that, you know, we're not important enough to get paid?
Right.
Because that happens. Or is it truly that, you know, and you got to go by your own instincts, your own intuition, your own sensibility that somebody's in need and they really can't give a service. So I can just say, all right, I tell you what. I'm hoping that you'll pass forward, give forward, pay forward if we have a session here. Because I really feel strongly that you need it. We need to sit down and talk. Or I say, hey, have you got $5? And if I want to give that $5 back, that's good. But that's up to me if I do that. And I had a very wise old teacher that said, a client in any regard should give something at the end of the session, because you then don't diminish your value.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can give it back. And I know I don't really want to talk out of turn here, Doug, but you did something wonderful for somebody just last weekend that I would like to... Is that all right if I
share
the story? You know, Doug came across the story of a young lady who needed a fridge. So Doug and his son, Michael, went out and got her a fridge. And she only had a certain amount of money. So Doug asked her...
$10.
$10? Oh, yeah. She was surprised that she could get this for $10. Doug took the $10, and what'd you do? Give her 50?
I gave it back to her along with 40 more and told her to go buy groceries for it.
Yeah. See, and that's how the interaction of value, the interaction of energy, and that's how it happens, where we keep value, we keep integrity, we keep pride, we keep dignity, you know, and we can lift ourselves up. The paying it forward is all involved in that, but very often it's just to do it just because you can. You know, it's like that pay it forward, you know, in the restaurant, buy the next guy's coffee.
Uh-huh.
That's just a nice thing to do. You're paying it forward.
Toll booth or...
Sure, because there's no interaction. There's just a giving. So again, a lot of thought can get put into it, or you can just do it because it feels good.
Yeah, and what you covered a lot of things in that little run.
I know.
I mean, and the one thing that I want to reiterate is that for Danny's question was that, look, I don't like the concept. I have mixed feelings about the concept of being self-sacrificing. Now, from a religious point of view, they talk about being self-sacrificing to the point of poverty. And honestly, that's just baloney. Now, I don't mind being self-sacrificing for a good cause. You know, you give of yourself. And I don't like the word self-sacrificing so much as you give of yourself. And so I want to point out that when you pay it forward, it shouldn't take away from everything else. It should add meaning to your life, not take away or make your life harder, you know, in generally speaking. So you have to, like in everything, we got to use a good head, use good common sense. And the people that we're considering paying it forward to, you know, again, go back to, you know, use your critical thinking skills, use your head. You know, if I do this, will it enable them in an unhealthy pattern? And if the answer is yes, then just move on. Go do something nice for someone else. Another area that you have to be careful of is people who feel entitled. You know, they ask for this or that because they feel like other people should do their stuff. And I'm not going to pay it forward to people like that. I'm going to do a nice for somebody that needs it or that could really use it. And there's plenty of people out there with good attitudes toward that who just could use an extra helping hand. So look for those opportunities. And again, I'll reiterate, time's going away here. If you have an example of a time you paid it forward or somebody paid it forward to you and you want to share it, we'd love to hear it. Call in. The number is there on your screen. Or you, better yet, to call.
You know, I would like to bring up two things here. The first one being, usually, as much as this is going to sound very judgmental, and I guess it is, people who have a lot of money tend to want to keep a lot of money. And so they're usually the ones looking for the deal. Now, I don't begrudge people to look for a deal, but I do begrudge them when they start minimizing or diminishing other people's worth. So this is something I think everybody has to contend with across the board. And, you know, I wanted to bring that up because especially professionally when we were talking about that earlier, this is why we have to put some kind of value in ourselves and hold ourselves in value. And so just to add into the professionals. The other is that I think, and a completely different topic, what I would like to bring up is very often people don't want to be kind because they're afraid of how that's going to look. And I have been in situations of helping somebody like on the street and other people saying, what are you doing? Don't bring him in here. You know, he's in trouble. He needs help and he needs to be in a warm place and too bad. Oh, we'll call the police. Good idea. But I am staying here with this guy until I know he is safe. Do you see, we have to sometimes stand up for what is the right thing to do because other people's fears get in the way. Their judgments get in the way. And that's when being kind sometimes takes a lot of courage.
And that's good. Good points. Don't forget their humanness. I mean, that's what I wanted to say. Yes, you can weigh all the factors. Do they, you know, are they entitled? Will this, you know, contribute to an unhealthy pattern? But the ultimate overriding factor is they're human being. Do they need this? You know, a guy who's, you know, an alcoholic and passed out on the side of the road, you know, on the sidewalk, wherever, and it's, you know, below freezing. It's irrelevant whether he's an alcoholic or not. Get him, you know, get him some help. Get him the help they need. You know, help get him into a warm place. The human factor is the overriding factor. That's the thing that you got to look at. Sometimes people need a break, and when you do it and you tell them, this is what I always tell people, when I pay it forward, they need to pay it forward, and I tell them that, pay it forward, help somebody else out. There's so many opportunities to do this if you start looking for them. And you have to kind of get yourself into that mindset. You got to look for opportunities. And it doesn't take much. We're not talking about a lot of money here or anything. They happen all over the place. We already talked about paying for somebody else's coffee or toll booth or whatever. A month or two ago, Tracy and I were having breakfast at a restaurant locally, and she noticed a really nice young family, and the kids were well behaved. She just really, really was admiring this young family, and I think they had three kids or something like that, but they were a nice family. They were to my back, so I wasn't watching, but she was watching, and she ended up paying for their breakfast just because she felt moved. And that's the kind of thing, you know, a few bucks, so what? I was in the store once, a guy and his son looked like they were getting a few items. I think it came up to about 16 bucks and just a few. And it looks like they were out and about doing something, and he took his card to pay for it. And I don't know what the deal was. Something was wrong with the card. They were well-dressed, but the guy, he couldn't pay for it. And so he says, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to leave it. And I said, how much is it? And they said something like 16 bucks. I said, I'll pay for it. And he said, no, you don't. I said, look, just do nice for somebody else. Pay it forward. And he was very thankful. You know, got him out of a bind, and there he and his son had whatever food they were going to eat, you know, for the night. So those are the kind of things you can look for. Here's an idea. If you're somewhere where you have Craigslist, here's an idea. Look at the wanted section. There's two primary areas on Craigslist you can go check. The wanted section, and then if you look into the community category, wanted is under for sale / wanted. But there's also a community category, and there's a general subcategory there. And people will post things that they need, and you'll see things here and there. And you're going to read ads where the people just, you know, they want everything for free. Well, you know what? I'm not really all about that. But when I see an ad by a single mom who needs a fridge, or a single mom who is desperately trying to find work but needs diapers, you know, and a little food money, and you can tell by the way the ads are written that these people don't like posting it, but they have no other recourse. They have no family. They have nobody that they can really turn to. And just see what you can do, if anything. Those are some ideas.
You know, I have a good friend, Susan, who lives not too far. And what she does at Christmas is gets a few of those little gift cards to a restaurant, $5. Mm-hmm. And she'll give them to street people as she comes across them so that they can go and get a meal. You know, I mean, there's really some ingenious ways we can give if we have the money. And if you don't have the money, you know, if you come across a two-for-one sale and you say, well, I know I can't eat two, take the other one out and give it to somebody. You know, yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways. But I think in daily life, if we assert kindness, no matter how it's treated, it takes a lot of courage, it takes a lot of bravery, and oh my, sometimes it takes so much fortitude because it can beat you down. The negativity of people can beat you down. It can diminish you. It can make you feel like, what am I doing this for? You know, and yet you have to live with yourself. And here's, at the end of every day, I have to know that I've done something, number one, to grow, to keep learning. But the other is that I'm becoming a better human being each and every day. I can live with me. And so no matter what I come up against, or, you know, all the other people I know come up against who are really good, kind, wonderful, sweet people, you know, and they're just dealing with so many greedy folks or negative folks or, you know, ungrateful folks, you know, just get some wisdoms in place, but keep being who you are, no matter what. Because here's the thing, we have to sync up all of our energies with all our white lights all over the planet, and that's how we raise consciousness. And I truly, truly believe that even if you're in your own little sphere of influence, you don't feel like there's a lot of positivity, just know that, do a little meditation, go into that quiet place, and tune into all the others who are out there in the world feeling the same way you are. And tune into that goodness and expand on that. Think of it as a white light. Visualize that. And just know that we are raising the vibrational frequency of the planet by living in goodness. Because this other stuff, it can't win. It doesn't win. You know, Doug and I were talking not long ago that love is the neutrality of violence and hate. But love isn't passive. Love is an active force. And in one of the ways we're active in that way is to give. Just to give for the sake of giving, being kind for the sake of being kind, because that's the kind of human being you want to be. Because that's a high frequency. You want to vibrate to a high level of electromagnetic energy, an energy signature, and that's what you want to put out. You do not want to buy into that low frequency, that dark stuff, you know, the stuff that's fearful and antagonistic. Rise up above that. Rise up. If somebody's been, you know, contrary to you or you've had a really bad day, the best way to raise up is do something nice for somebody else.
Yeah.
That is the best payback, because they can't have you. They can't have your soul. They can't have your spirit. They cannot take your heart. None of this can take you. You decide who you're going to be. And tune in to all the other good people that are on the planet, because there are millions and billions of us. Truly, mm-hmm. there are.
And most people want a better world. And if you think about some of the points you said, and some of the other points we brought out, is that, you know, when you think of people in need, some of them don't have a family to turn to. And then when you think about, well, wait a minute, you look at the bigger picture, we're all a family, right? We're all the human family. And that shouldn't be an issue. We should help take care of each other. That's the point, you know? Aliens looking at this planet think, holy mackerel, those guys messed up. You know, all they want to do is tribal warfare and kill each other. And they let their hungry people starve and let their poor people starve and they let their sick die and on and on. Well, that's not the whole story. It's not an accurate picture. But you know what? The fact that tribal warfare has been and continues to be so rampant is a fact, and unfortunately it's tied to religion, always has, and until we can get rid of that part of it, or at least bring religion under control and make it tolerant, it's going to continue. But the vast majority of people don't want that. It's just the extremists, the minority that's wreaking havoc on the planet. Well, it's up to us as a majority to extend that kindness, to extend the love, to do the right thing, and to look for those opportunities to help each other. If you took any cross-section of people, just go pick out 25 people, random people, and you put them on a deserted island, now what are they going to do? Now all of a sudden we have a new family, and we all have to help each other. We have to do our part. We have to find food. We have to find shelter, etc. Now we're a family. But that's the way we always should be. You see somebody in need, you see a need, you have a feeling of compassion, you take action, and you pay it forward in that way. And it should be a healthy, positive, good thing. So look for those opportunities.
There's a little notation in the chat here, Doug. I tend to follow my gut feelings. If it's usually true, if I'm really listening to my spirit. Sometimes I act upon my feelings, and then the other person is, how did you know? Which is an amazing feeling.
Yeah, that is amazing. I've had that same thing happen to me. You just do it, and it's like, because you're dialed in, and that's what we want to do. We want to dial in. This is not hocus-pocus, you know, pseudoscientific weird stuff. This is consciousness. We're all connected. And we can all tune in to each other if we just take a moment, take a deep breath, and breathe and just listen. What do we feel? What are those impressions? Some people are in need. They're not going to tell you, yeah, I'm dying here. I have no food to take home. They're not going to broadcast that. They're embarrassed. They don't know what to do. You know, follow your gut. Follow your intuition. Follow the leadings of your higher self. And if you feel a need, just do it. You know, it's okay. You don't have to, it's not like, I don't even know what to call that. You know, some people won't act because they don't want to draw attention to themselves. Stop that. It's not, you're not so much drawing attention to yourself as you are helping somebody. You know, it's not about you and it's not about me. It's about us working together. So find a way, make, lighten somebody's load. And so this is my challenge to everybody who listens to this. Think about, I don't know what part time of the day you're listening to it. So if it's earlier in the day, think about, what am I going to do today? What can I do today to pay it forward? You can give a smile. You can open the door. You can pay for somebody's lunch. You can give somebody a lift. You can give somebody an encouraging word. That's one of the most important things you can do ever, is to encourage someone. Give them the good word, an encouraging word. Lighten their load. So in what ways can you lighten somebody's load today, tomorrow, this week, this month? What significant ways can you help lighten somebody's load? Because when you lighten their load, you lighten your load. We've talked about that in this show. When you help somebody, if you're down and out, you're discouraged, you don't know what to do, go find something to do for somebody. And honestly, that's where I was a few days ago. You know, a little bit discouraged, needed to do something. And I looked for something and I found it. And it gave me, you know, and I did a nice. And when you see somebody who needs food for their family or whatever, you know, again, use your head. You may give them cash, you may not. Why not go down and buy a gift card from the grocery store? And a lot of times you can choose the ones that don't allow for tobacco, alcohol, or lottery. That can just be used for food, for diapers, for things like that.
Oh, I'll take the lottery ticket.
Yeah, right. And I'm not going to give you money for that.
You know, sometimes I think that putting a card in the mail, and I know that can be a little costly these days too, but I think that there's small gestures that we can kind of reinstate to our camaraderie, to our, you know, just our relationships in general. Is I appreciate an email if somebody says hi. I do. But boy, when you get something in the mail, oh my. And I have been remiss on this for a number of years, and beginning again to do it, because I know how important it is and it's an exercise. And actually, I have one of my daughters is notorious for sending cards in the mail. She is like so non-computer because she doesn't want to, but she just sends a thinking of you card, you know, or a little gesture, because that helps to fortify and really strengthen our relationships with each other. So it's remembering too who's important to you in your life, and having good manners about that, because I think really it is about good manners. And I think we should do a show on good manners. What are good manners? You know,
I want to include that in this show too. We can do that sometime. But excellent point. Good manners. Finish
like
your
etiquette.
Thought, and I'll pick up.
Sure. Good etiquette. Good. You know, good responding. One of the things that I'm very conscientious about is words, and I'm still growing when it comes to the responsibility of language and phrases. And instead of telling somebody, I really appreciate that, I say, I appreciate you, because it was you who did that.
Right.
And it's that connection with the human being, not just the action. Because I appreciate that someone, I appreciate you. And it's just those little tiny things that resonate with me as I think about our language and how we interact with each other, and how we can improve to acknowledge one another. And that strengthens the heart, that strengthens the giving, because we all then feel appreciated. And that's not them esteem, that's just basic appreciation.
Elevation.
Exactly. I love that word, elevate. You know, I love that.
So one of the things I did want to include, and you brought it up, I'm glad you did, I was about ready to sputter it out myself, is the point of good manners. That's another way that you can pay it forward, that you can do the right thing, to be thoughtful, courteous, conscientious, and did I say thoughtful again? You know, when somebody does a nice for you, you need to thank them at least twice. And if it's significant, you really need to thank them heartfeltly, at least twice. At least let them know you appreciate it. And because, you know, think about what somebody has to do a nice for us. They have to think about it. They have to have a feeling of compassion. They have to act on it. And if they've spent any money or they've gone out of their way to do something, I mean, that took some kindness. That took some effort. So be sure to express your appreciation for that in a heartfelt way. And just tagging off of that, again, to reiterate, one of the best ways you can pay it forward is to encourage other people. If somebody's doing a nice job, let them know. Just want you to know how much I appreciate all that you do. You know, it really makes a positive difference, and the world is a better place with you in it than without you in it. You know, something like that. Do a nice and let them know that.
There's a good story in the chat. Got one here.
Go ahead.
M. Douglas Aaron says, I also learned a lesson at a sandwich shop not long ago. The sandwich was made wrong, but instead of getting upset about it, I just offhandedly said that it was all okay and that maybe someone else in line behind me might want it. Well, as he's following up here, suddenly the guy, two people behind me, asked if he could have it because he just discovered he forgot his wallet. And, you know, I mean, that's a great story. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're sharing in those, taking advantage of those moments, because it's always those moments, you know. I love that story.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. There's just so many ways you can do it if you just look for those opportunities. And it's something that you do for you because it's part of who you are. And if we've got everybody around here paying it forward, think about how that's going to improve the quality of life for a lot of people, for the world. So what's it about, folks? It's about making our loads lighter. It's about getting through life better. It's about understanding that we're all real-life human beings, that we don't need to compete with each other. We just need to help each other get along and just make an easier go so that we can get our minds off of the negatives. We can get our minds off of the struggles, because that frees up our mind then to explore the possibilities, to explore what's out there, to explore the amazing possibilities that are sitting here right before us. We create a reality. We are where we are because of not only what's gone into our mind, as Ziegler says, but also the choices we've made. And if you don't want to make positive choices in your life, that's fine. Somebody else will make those choices for you. And of course, not making a choice is in and of itself a choice. We have to make positive choices. We have to put forth and doing the nice and live life. It's we don't want to get to the end of our days with a bad case of the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the if onlys, and the might have beens. We want to make the most of every day, of every minute of our life, because who knows what's coming next? I mean, hopefully it'll be a bunch better.
Well, we each decide what kind of human being we want to be.
Yeah. So choose an admirable model. Choose to be the best that you can be at any given moment, not allowing other people's behavior to dictate your behavior. You know, being who you are on your own path, because that's who you are, and that is your inalienable right. And you don't have to justify it to anybody. It's the same for everybody. We're all on our path. We all have our lessons to learn. Doesn't matter whether it's you or me or anyone else. We all have our lessons to learn, our paths to walk, our journeys to make, and we just need to be about that and include the good, the clean, the pure, the powerful, the positive, again, as Ziegler says, and make that a part of our true expressions as human beings. Before we cut out here, I wanted to just reiterate that the Inner Oracle self-discovery cards are now available to order. You can find them on metaphysicalecumenism.org/store. They're powerful cards. We had a show last week on them. We're going to start doing the first show of the month focused on self-discovery cards. And they're really cool. So if you're interested in another tool for your own personal growth, go take a look at those. We also have some jewelry. We have some clergy stoles if you're a society-ordained minister. Next week, let me go take a quick look at our show.
I think we should talk about good manners. I love that.
Yeah, put it on the list. Next week, we have Who Do You Worship? That's the theme of next week's. Then after that, the week after that is our equinox ceremony. So it's all the time we got. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.